Part 1. Listening. Listen to the dialogue between Mark and Jennifer. Then complete the sentences with a word or an expression from the text. Mind your spelling. You will hear the text twice. Now you have 15 seconds to read the sentences. Now we're ready to start.
Hey, Jennifer. Can you come over to my computer here and help me?
Sure. What's up, Mark?
I'm planning our trip to Moscow. I need your advice.
Oh, cool. This is exciting. Is this booking.com? Are you choosing a hotel for us?
Yes. So the question is, which hotel would we like to stay in?
Somewhere in the center? Close to Red Square? What are the names of those two famous historic hotels?
The Metropole and the National Hotel?
Yes, those two. I've read so much about them.
I'm sure it costs an arm and a leg to stay there.
Of course it does, but let's take a look at them, just out of curiosity.
Okay, here you go. The National Hotel. The cheapest room is $260 a night.
Oh, look how pretty it is. And look at the view from the window. And it's right next to Red Square.
Now, the Metropole.
Oh no, it's even more expensive. Almost $400 a night? I wonder who can afford those kinds of prices.
Rich businessmen? Kings and presidents? Elon Musk?
Yeah, we're neither of those. Okay, scroll down. Let's see some other hotels.
We don't have to be right in the center. Have you seen the pictures of the Moscow subway? The metro? It's beautiful.
Yes, as long as the hotel is close to the metro station, like this one. Look, it's only $50 a night.
Yes, and there are lots of little cafes around.
Look, the Tretyakov Gallery is within walking distance from it.
And the reviews are pretty good. Rooms are clean. They serve a good breakfast. People are friendly.
Okay, let's book it.
Now you have 20 seconds to fulfill the tasks. Now listen to the text again.
Hey, Jennifer. Can you come over to my computer here and help me?
Sure. What's up, Mark?
I'm planning our trip to Moscow. I need your advice.
Oh, cool. This is exciting. Is this booking.com? Are you choosing a hotel for us?
Yes. So the question is, which hotel would we like to stay in?
Somewhere in the center? Close to Red Square? What are the names of those two famous historic hotels?
The Metropole and the National Hotel?
Yes, those two. I've read so much about them.
I'm sure it costs an arm and a leg to stay there.
Of course it does, but let's take a look at them, just out of curiosity.
Okay, here you go. The National Hotel. The cheapest room is $260 a night.
Oh, look how pretty it is. And look at the view from the window. And it's right next to Red Square.
Now, the Metropole.
Oh no, it's even more expensive. Almost $400 a night? I wonder who can afford those kinds of prices.
Rich businessmen? Kings and presidents? Elon Musk?
Yeah, we're neither of those. Okay, scroll down. Let's see some other hotels.
We don't have to be right in the center. Have you seen the pictures of the Moscow subway? The metro? It's beautiful.
Yes, as long as the hotel is close to the metro station, like this one. Look, it's only $50 a night.
Yes, and there are lots of little cafes around.
Look, the Tretyakov Gallery is within walking distance from it.
And the reviews are pretty good. Rooms are clean. They serve a good breakfast. People are friendly.
Okay, let's book it.
You have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of part 1.